Brother Peter?
Yes.
Okay. Well, just briefly, and if you look at the first three points, now the points only, you know, the claims that I can go and research are those references to the book, the Jewish people and their sacred scriptures in the Christian Bible. So look at the first three points. There was, I think, the first three slides showing heresy. And we had the green were non-heresy, and there was the places where this pope said that or whatever. But then the red and the underlined items were supposedly things that were heresies of Benedict XVI. The first one was, from memory, the Jewish. Well, you can play the video.
Well, I have the material in writing.
Okay, well, the Jewish
people and their sacred scriptures in the Christian Bible.
Yeah, but I mean, the first underlined slide where they're showing this is a heresy, it was like, the Jewish expectation is not in vain, I think it said.
Right. That's the position advanced in this publication that was put out by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. And it says that to read the Bible as the Jews do, okay, which includes their presuppositions that Jesus is not the Messiah and the Son of God, Christians can and ought to admit that the Jewish reading of the Bible is a possible one.
Yes, there's that.
That is heresy. You would agree?
No, that's not heresy.
To hold that the Jewish reading of the Bible, that Jesus is not the Son of God, that's not heresy?
Well, certainly that's heresy, but listen, Brother Peter, with all due respect, you're pulling that, or Brother Demon is pulling that out of context. If you go back and read the paragraph, and I have been having this debate with my brothers via email, they have conceded that those three, this one we're talking about was blatant pulling it out of context. And we agreed Brother Demon made a mistake.
It's just wrong.
To communicate with you via email, that would be wonderful. And we could.
It's much more effective to do it in a telephone conversation because it's not out of context.
Apparently.
What's that?
You haven't read it, apparently. Yes, it's out of
context. No, it isn't. In fact, he teaches the same thing in two of his books. I've read 28 of his books. Have you read one? Have you read even one book by Benedict XVI?
Yeah, this one.
That's not a book. And in fact, it wasn't authored by him. He wrote the preface. So you don't know what you're talking about. And you're telling us that it's out of context.
Wait a minute now. I have read the book. I know who wrote it. And I know Benedict XVI wrote the preface only. I understand that.
Here's what it says in number 7, okay, section 2A7. For to read the Bible as Judaism does necessarily involves an implicit acceptance of all of its presuppositions, that is, the full acceptance of what Judaism is, in particular, the authority of its writings and rabbinic traditions, which exclude faith in Jesus as Messiah and Son of God. So we can agree that this document says to read the Bible as Judaism does includes an acceptance of his presuppositions that exclude faith in Jesus. You would agree that that's a fair assessment of what the document says?
Okay.
Yes or no?
If I can't answer yes or no yet because just let me understand it. Now, you're a brother. I'm just a lay person. Just give me a chance, and I'll answer yes or no when it's appropriate. But first, I've got that book open. Can you help me get to that point so I can read it along with you?
Okay.
Can you help me get there? Let's see. I'm under. Is it
section 2A7?
2A7. Is it under contribution of Jewish reading of Bible?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay.
It's the second paragraph.
Read that part. Read that part where you're talking about again.
For to read the Bible as Judaism does.
Hold on a second. Let me find it. I'm there. I'm with you now. Okay. Now tell me what you're saying.
Okay.
Give me the statement.
Well, it had already said that Jewish messianic expectation is not in vain. That's not even what I'm talking about. This is a separate statement. But it says, sure, for to read the Bible as Judaism does necessarily involves an implicit acceptance of all of its presuppositions, that is, the full acceptance of what Judaism is, in particular, the authority of its writings and rabbinic traditions, which exclude faith in Jesus as Messiah and Son of God. So it's saying, to read the Bible as the Jews do necessarily presupposes that Jesus is not the Messiah or the Son of God. Do you agree that's what it says?
That's what it says.
Okay, and it goes on.
Now,
as regard the first question, as regards the first... Wait, what?
You've left out the first sentence of that paragraph.
I could quote the whole document. I could read 20 pages for you.
The first sentence, and for example, the FOR of the sentence you wrote, the F-O-R of the sentence you read, gives us a clue that there's something earlier we should pay attention to, and that earlier sentence is right there in that same paragraph. It says, in answer to the last question, a negative response must be given for hermeneutical reasons. And it goes on to say, for to read the Bible. So really when it says for to read the Bible as Judaism does, you've got to read that as the reverse.
No.
Check it out for yourself.
Listen. Okay, you don't understand what you're talking about. It's the first sentence is completing the answer to the last question, which asked, should not Christians henceforth read the Bible as Jews do in order to show proper respect for its Jewish origins? Okay, and it says, in answer to the last question, a negative response must be given for hermeneutical reasons. So in answer to the question, should Christians read the Bible as Jews do? It says no. And in answering that question, it says, for to read the Bible as they do necessarily involves their presuppositions, which are that Jesus is not the Messiah or Son of God. But then it goes on to say, okay, as regards the first question, the situation is different, for Christians can and ought to admit that the Jewish reading of the Holy Bible, of the Bible, is a possible one, okay, in continuity with the Jewish sacred scriptures from the Second Temple period, a reading analogous to the Christian reading, which developed in parallel fashion. So it's saying, should Christians read it as Jews do? No. But their reading is a possible one. Okay? So both positions are possible. It's saying that the Jewish reading that Jesus is not the Son of God is possible. That's why it says Jewish messianic expectation is not in vain. That's also why Benedict XVI says in God and the World and Milestones, okay, I'll read it in God of the World.
Okay, before you go forward, I think we ought to finish this one here.
Okay.
Okay, the slide, slide number two, I think it is, it's in red letters, to read the Bible as Judaism does necessarily involves an implicit acceptance of presuppositions, and slide two and three cover that sentence in the DVD. All right, now, what I'm saying, if we say, in answer to the last question, a negative response must be given, okay, then you can't put this in there in bold red letters as though it is something that's heresy, because he's saying, no, we can't do that. For to read as Judaism does is wrong.
No, you're not understanding the point. It is heresy, okay? It says to read the Bible as Judaism does necessarily involves an implicit acceptance of all of its presuppositions, which exclude faith in Jesus as Messiah. And then it says, for Christians can and ought to admit that the Jewish reading of the Bible is a possible one. It's not a possible one, John. The Jewish reading of the Bible is not a possible reading.
But wait a minute.
Next sentence.
Let's just talk about slide number two. Slide two and three are the ones that show this, for to read the Bible as Judaism does necessarily involves an implicit acceptance of all its presuppositions. That's supposed to be a negative point in the book, in the DVD presentation. And what I'm saying is, no, that's not a negative point. You agreed, I think, already that's not a negative point. So why is that one slide in the book, in the DVD, rather?
Your question is pointless. This is quoted in the DVD because it's in the document. It's an extended part of an answer to the previous question, which, as I explained to you, the previous question said, should Christians read the Bible as the Jews do? And it says, in answer to the last question, a negative response must be given. And in expanding upon that answer, it says, for to read as the Jews do necessarily presupposes that Jesus is not the Messiah. And then it goes on to say, okay, but so Christians can and ought to admit that the Jewish reading of the Bible is possible. So 2 points. Are they saying
okay,
you
that's not still further down as it regards the first question. Now what you're talking about. Okay. But I'm talking about slide 2 and 3. When it talks about this, what I just said there, that's shown in red as though that is something in error, and it's not. It should not be in red. It's taken out of context.
No, it isn't taken out of context. It is an error. It's saying that this position, that the Jewish reading of the Bible, which excludes faith in Jesus, is a possible reading. You admit
okay,
that it says that.
You're jumping ahead to
the very next sentence.
Slide 4 and 6.
I'm not talking about slides, okay? It doesn't matter what slides they're on. It's what's
yeah.
quoted and what's in the document.
No, wait. My disagreement is with the DVD presentation. Now, let me ask you. In the beginning, it talks about things that different popes. It talks about church doctrine prior to Vatican II. Okay, it talks about, and those things are all in bold green letters. Then when it gets to the bad things, it presents it, those items in bold red letters. Okay, this, to read the Bible as Judaism does, is in bold red letters.
Right.
So I'm asking, why is that in bold red letters when that is not anything, I mean, we all agree that That's actually not a negative, that's a positive.
Here's why. Because they go on to say that this position is a possible one. Okay, if they stop the statement there, and they said that you should not read it as Jews do, or should Christians read it as Jews do, and they say no, for Jews presuppose that Jesus is not the Son of God, if they stopped it there, period, then it wouldn't be heretical. But then they go on to explain that, well, Christians can and ought to admit that the Jewish reading of the Bible is a possible one. You see the point? So in full context, the statement before, let me finish, becomes heretical because they're saying that this position is a possible reading. And this is in perfect line with what Benedict XVI says in his books. He says that both views of Jesus of Nazareth are legitimate. He says it in his book Milestones, and he says it in his book God and the World. He says, right here on page 209, it is...
I can't discuss that book with you. I haven't read that book. This is the only one I've read, and the only reason I read it is because I'm seeing this stuff in red, bold print, and as though it's, you know, like something bad, and the first two items I look at, in fact, it's not written for Jews, it's written for Christians, and the first two items that are underlined and marked, they're not...
John, let me cut to the point this way. Is the Jewish reading of the Bible that Jesus is not the Son of God a possible one?
Well, I think after much study that yes, it is a possible one. And if I can ask you some questions, now, if it's not a possible one, and why would you say it's not a possible one?
Because Jesus is the Son of God, okay, and he proved it by his life, miracles, his resurrection, his fulfillment of prophecies.
Okay.
And therefore, it's not acceptable to hold that he is not. It's a denial of Christ. And the sense in which this is teaching is that both views are legitimate readings, are acceptable readings, are readings that have some merit. And no, the reading that Jesus is not the Son of God has no merit.
Okay, that's for you.
So you don't believe Jesus is the Son of God, absolutely.
No, wait a minute. I just said, that's for you and for me. We believe that. We know. We don't just believe it. We know it, don't we? We know Jesus is the Son of God. But what you have just said yourself, you're using the New Testament to prove your point, and you can't do that. You have to go with only the Jewish scriptures. That's all you can use are the Jewish scriptures here when we're talking about this. We're talking about the, if I can find it again, that the Jewish, it's a Jewish reading. This whole book is the Jewish sacred scriptures we're talking about. Plus, the Jews don't even have all of the scriptures that some of the writers of the New Testament referred to. They don't even have all those references in their sacred scriptures, because it comes from the Second Temple period, which wasn't that like 500 years before Christ. They don't even have all of those. So they don't have all of the clues. And for example, what was the reading this week? I was at Mass, morning Mass, and the reading was all of a sudden, and I wasn't listening. I was really listening, Brother Peter, but it wasn't making any sense. And all of a sudden, I heard these words, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Wow, I know that, but I only know it because of it's in the New Testament and referred to in the New Testament as one of the proofs that Jesus was.
Well,
one more,
John, you're contradicting Christ here, and you're actually denying Christ, because let me speak. You just went on for a few minutes. You just went on for a few minutes. Okay, I need to respond.
You didn't listen to me.
Yeah, I did. That.
All right, let's see. Go ahead.
John, Jesus convicted the Jews for not believing in what was written in the Old Testament concerning him. Like in John chapter 5, verses 39 to 47, he says, "Search the scriptures, for you think in them to have life everlasting, and the same are they that give testimony of me. The one who will accuse you is Moses, because he wrote about me." Okay? If it was possible to read the Old Testament so that it's not directed toward Christ, Christ could never make that accusation. He's making that accusation because they point unequivocally and clearly to him. Okay, so in attempting to defend anti-Pope Benedict XVI, and this is just one heresy, I mean, we've got, I could quote 300 for you. You have taken a position that denies Jesus Christ and that contradicts his fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. Read the New Testament. It's filled with references to how Jesus fulfills Old Testament prophecy. It's all over the place.
Okay, if it's all over the place, but again, you're not reading it as though you're a Jewish person who's been beaten over the head with Jesus Christ for years and years, perhaps, and they stick to their scripture.
Well, let me ask you this.
Right?
Do you believe Jews can be saved who don't believe in Jesus?
Do I say that again?
Do you believe Jews can be saved who reject Jesus? I think that's the heart of the issue here. You do, don't you?
Don't put words in my mouth.
I'm asking you to answer the question.
Well, why don't you give me a second here? Hold on. Patience. Now, you asked, do I believe if Jews can be saved? I believe there's no salvation except through the Catholic Church unless the God of divine mercy decides he's going to save that person for one reason or another, and that's his choice.
See, so to answer my question, you didn't answer it. Can Jews reject Christ be saved, or will all of them go to hell?
That's up to God.
Okay, well, you reject Catholic dogma.
I don't think so.
Yes, it's a defined dogma that all who die as Jews go to hell. Council of Florence, Pope Eugene IV, De Fide. In fact, it's defined in two different parts of the Bull Cantate Domino.
All right, but now you're changing the subject.
Well, no, this is actually right at the heart of the matter, because it illustrates that you have zero fidelity to Catholic dogma, and therefore no wonder you are so desirous of resisting these points, because you want to justify the denial of Christ and teachings that lessen the obligation of adhering to him and seeing him as the fulfillment of prophecy. So it's all related. Your apostasy is at the heart of your resistance to this truth.
I don't think so. I think that's one way to, like I said, we can have that discussion another day. And I'm not telling you I'm an expert in my Catholic faith, but I'm working on it. And if the church teaches something, then that's what I'm going to believe. If I haven't figured it out yet, then as soon as it's explained, that's what I'm going with. Okay.
But the church has already taught this, and you don't believe it.
I didn't say I didn't. Look, I'm telling you, if that's what the church teaches, then that's what I believe. But back to this point here, these three slides in the DVD are what I'm talking about, and you're taking things out of context. And here, let me ask you on this Jewish reading is a possible one. Is a possible one for whom?
For everyone.
No, it's saying.
It's saying that the Jewish reading of the Bible is a possible one. It's not a possible one. And in fact, it says Christians can and ought to admit. So obviously the Jews admit that. So it's saying Christians also ought to admit. So for everyone, just as I said before. And you said no. Wrong again.
Well, hold on a second here. Admit Jewish reading is a possible one. In continuity with the Jewish sacred scriptures from the Second Temple period, okay, it's simply saying if a Christian studied just those documents, that they would have to admit that it is a possible one, not for Christians who are bathed in the New Testament. It's only a possible one for people who only study just the Jewish sacred scriptures. That's all they're saying it's a possible one for. It's not a possible one for anybody exposed to the New Testament.
John, it's not a possible one for anyone. That's what Jesus taught.
It is.
Jesus convicted the Jews who had not read the, let me finish. Jesus convicted the Jews, as I just quoted in John 5, who had not
read. Write that down so I can look that up. Hold on a second. Somebody's got my pen. We're playing bridge. But you say in John 5?
In John 5, 39 to 47.
39 and 47. I'll look it up when we're done. But
let me finish. That he's saying that the Jews should have seen him as the fulfillment. Okay.
Okay.
And so it's not just for people who have read the New Testament. It's for everyone who has honestly read the prophecies of the Old Testament and saw what Jesus is doing. And so
okay. Where? Go ahead.
And so your position is just, it's apostate. Well, but that's what defending Benedict XVI leads people into.
But let me ask you, Jesus, this John 5 of Jesus, so he was talking to the Jews, okay, and explaining that to them, okay. Now, if you're a Jew reading your sacred scriptures from the Second Temple period, where would you find that? That confrontation of Jesus and the Jews?
Say again.
If you're a Jew reading your scriptures from the Second Temple period, in other words, you're a Jew today, let's say, reading the scriptures from that Second Temple period, where would you find that confrontation Jesus had with the Jews in our New Testament?
In John chapter 5.
No. Let me ask it again. Same question. I'm going to ask it again.
A Jew today,
and you're reading your scriptures, which we know come from the Second Temple period, okay, where would you find that reading in those scriptures that we hear that you quoted in John 5 of the New Testament?
That hadn't occurred yet.
That's right. They don't get to read that. They don't know.
That's an irrelevant point.
Because this document
is saying that the position which excludes faith in Jesus, okay? So people who are familiar with Jesus, but based on their reading, do not accept him, which exclude faith in Jesus as Messiah and the Son of God, is a possible one. That's the position.
That part is taken out of, he's saying, he's saying that that's not right. I mean, that's not what Christians believe. We believe in Jesus as Messiah and Son of God.
Of course it's talking about Jews familiar with Jesus, John. It's a document. Your position is absurd. It's a document produced with relation to, with regard for Jewish-Christian dialogue. That's the whole point. It's talking about Jews who know of Jesus but don't accept him. How are we to look on their religion? How are we to dialogue with them? How are we to view them? And it's saying their view, which excludes faith in Jesus as Messiah and the Son of God, is a possible one. And that's exactly what Benedict 16 teaches in his books. And, I mean, he praises the chief rabbi for his mission. He just prayed in Our Father with the chief rabbi a few weeks ago. I mean, it's a joke. And see, that's the blindness you exhibit, because you fixate on this one passage, which, and I just disproved everything you said about it, but there are hundreds of them, John. He's uttering massive heresies every week.
What Brother Demon put on his DVD.
It's pronounced Diamond.
Three slides in red, and they're all out of context.
No, they're not. Not for an honest person. For a liar like you, who doesn't even believe in Jesus, they're out of context.
That's terrible. That's, you know, Brother Peter.
You don't believe in Jesus. You don't. You believe Jews who reject Christ can be saved.
You don't know me.
Yeah, I do.
No, Brother Peter, I am disappointed that you're taking the low road and...
low road. No. You're saying you're lying.
I'm disappointed.
I don't care if you're disappointed. I'm telling you the truth.
You're not telling me the truth.
Yes, I am.
You're calling me a liar.
You are a liar.
That's no way to. You don't know that I'm a liar.
Yes, I do.
Brother Peter, you have a good day, and I'm going to pray for you anyway.
Let me ask you a question before you hang up. Does Benedict 16th believe in Vatican I?
Sure he does. The question is, with your quo primum, do you believe in Vatican I and the supremacy of the Pope?
Of course I do.
Your quo primum, that would be something I'd like to debate somebody that knew what they're talking about. Because quo primum, if you guys lose on quo primum, you guys are back in the Catholic Church.
John, Benedict 16 doesn't even believe Protestantism is heresy. He says that in his book, The Meaning of Christian Brotherhood.
I can't discuss that book. All I know is this
right,
book
you can't.
I'm reading here, and I'm only reading it because somebody showed me this DVD, and I went and then checked it out, and I see how Brother Demon pulls stuff out of context.
No, he doesn't, okay?
Well, you guys need some fact-checkers up there.
God in the World.
I'm discussing something with somebody, and you call me a liar. Now, that's really something.
That's true.
Call me a liar.
That's what you are. And you'll find out that you're a liar. And let me ask you this. So you say Benedict 16th believes in Vatican I. Does he believe that the papal primacy is necessary to accept to be in the church?
I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, let me just...
Vatican I?
John, let me just explain it to you. Vatican I says that in order to be in the church, you can't deviate from faith in the papal primacy. You would agree?
I got the document. I haven't studied it yet. I'm waiting.
That's what it says, okay? That's what it says. I'm familiar with it. It says that those who deviate...
I don't trust what you tell me, Brother Peter. You sit there and call me a liar. See, I don't understand, Brother Peter, a man of the...
Well, actually, and see, this is the... This is the hypocrisy. You say that we're outside the church. This is the hypocrisy.
And trying to solve things.
John,
you know what I mean?
John, this is the hypocrisy of many heretics.
It's a waste of my time, okay?
No, it's not a waste of time.
I'm sure you enjoy yourself in your failure to follow our Pope, and that's fine. I bless you and wish you all the best.
Hold on a second, John. Hold on. That you say we're outside the church, okay? So you can launch vicious accusations like that, but we're not allowed to say anything about you? That's the hypocrisy of so many heretics, that they, in a soft voice, they launch vicious accusations. But when someone comes back at them, they get all defensive. That's hypocrisy. All right. So, you say that we deviate from Vatican I. Do you even know what Vatican I says?
yeah, I know what Vatican says. I've got the document here. I've read it once or twice. But
right, and therefore
I'm sure you have.
And therefore you know that it teaches that in order to be in the church, you cannot deviate from faith in the papal primacy or papal infallibility. Would you agree? That's a fair assessment?
Yeah, that's fair.
Benedict XVI believe that people who deviate from faith in the papacy are in the church?
I don't.
The answer is yes.
I'm sure he goes with whatever the church is. I don't know.
The answer is...
I can't tell you what he believes.
Well, let me tell you what he believes.
I don't trust... Look, you got Brother Demon pulling stuff out of...
You can't even pronounce his name. It's Diamond.
Brother Demon, hey, do you know what a...
And see, you can't handle the facts I'm going to give you. That he teaches, he's made joint, John, he's made common declarations with Eastern Orthodox, quote, bishops. And he's Benedict XVI. And let me finish. He said they're in the church. He says they're in the church.
On and on about stuff you're taking out of context.
Right. That's what you'll be saying for all eternity in hell. You'll be saying it's out of context as you're burning in the flames. That's what you'll be saying.
I'm saying that while I'm burning in the flames.
That's right.
I'm just repeating that because I've got some people here with me. But
that's what you'll be saying.
That's
out of context. Yeah, out of context. Right. Yeah, as he prays with the rabbi last week, and see, if you were honest at all, you could research more. You could see quote after quote where he says the same type of stuff. But since you're so of bad will, it doesn't get through your head. And it all stems from the fact that you don't even believe that Jesus Christ is necessary, as evidenced by your responses to my earlier questions, that you're, when I asked you point blank, is it necessary for Jews to accept Christ, you didn't say yes or no. You said, well, I believe the church is necessary, but God can save people